than 2 million people in North Carolina will be impacted when changes to the state's Medicaid program take effect. At the end of last year, North Carolina finalized terms to move to a managed care system for Medicaid in the state. First regions of North Carolina where those changes will be rolled out will be announced at the beginning of February, says Deputy Secretary for North Carolina Medicaid, Dave Richards.
It's really important that people understand what we're changing in Medicaid so that our beneficiaries, our providers, and our community partners understand the move to managed care.
Right now, Medicaid pays hospitals and service providers after a patient visits them. Under managed care, the state will give a set amount of funds to Medicaid providers at the beginning of the year. Richard says this will make sure that Medicaid won't go over the state's almost $4 billion budget for the program. Critics say that can hurt quality of care and that a new payment system will cause a lot of headaches for healthcare providers. The second big change coming to Medicaid in North Carolina are programs that will pay for services that are social determinants of health, which Richards explains are conditions outside of the body that impact health, like housing, transportation, and access to healthy foods.
And that is really the first time that waiver has been granted in the country. And it's a significant amount of money, up to $650 million that we'll be able to use on those pilots.
While North Carolina Medicaid is transforming, it is not expanding under the Affordable Care Act. 36 states have or are in the process of opting into the federal program. North Carolina is not one of them.
What we're doing in Medicaid transformation we think is groundbreaking and really will change the way we provide health in North Carolina. What we know is that if you don't have access to health care and if you don't have an insurance card to get that, then all of the good things that we're doing will miss those 500,000 people in North Carolina that just don't have access to health care.
Richards adds, that number of uninsured people would go down if Medicaid were expanded in the state. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.